Mesechtes Baba Basra, Daf Lamed Hey, three lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. And since Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, we've been going through a series of different scenarios and what the psak would be. And the Gemara is finally up to its last scenario and the 18th scenario. And the Gemara continues, Zel Imishal Abesai, Zel Imishal Abesai. If Reuven claimed that this property belonged to my family and Shimon claimed that the property belonged to my family, and as Rashbam points out, Bein Misfina, Bein Mekaka, and it doesn't make a difference if they're fighting over a ship or they're fighting over a kaka. In either case, neither of them are more typhus than the other one. Neither Reuven or Shimon have edim or have a greater chazaka than the other. Therefore, they're at a stalemate. And Amram Nachman states, Kol Dolam Gavar, then this case we would paskin Kol Dolam Gavar. And as we saw in Rashbam, about 10 lines from the bottom, Bein B'Rayis, Bein M'Koyach, whichever one brings better Rayis or actually is stronger than the other one would be able to keep this item. And as Rabbeinu Gershom states, Kol Dolam M'Koyach, Yosel, Hitzim Yad Chaber Gavar, but hey, and when learning Daf Lam Dalam Abayz, we already mentioned Chakira, if Kol Dom Govar is a psak of Bezin, what do we say that Kol Dom Govar is just that Bezin is misalik themselves and they won't get involved in the psak on this item? And we already mentioned various nafkaminas, and we already mentioned that from the Rashbam and Daf Lam Hayamid Aleph, it's certainly mashmo that Rashbam holds, like the second sad, that Bezin is not pasking Kol Dom Govar, but they're mafkir themselves and they're not pasking at all. Similarly, Ayin Rashbam, Dibam Maskel Loi Mafkinon, which is 9 lines from the bottom of Daflam Dalon Abayz, where Rashbam states, D'ma'acha Shabam Mamun Yisrael Biad Bezin, Einu Mishoy Mafkiroi, El Ma'akvene Se Mamun Ashiyedu Lemi Yeshivu. And once again, from the Rashbam, it's Mashmo, that Bezin is Misalik themselves, and they just say that this item is Hefkar and called on Gavar. And the Gemara continues, then he asks, Umaik Shno Mishnei Shtar Siyetzim Yeh Mechod, why is it that relevant to our Sugya, Rav Nachman Paskin called on Gavar? And meanwhile, we will bring a case where this machlik is between Rav and Shmuel, and neither of them paskin kol dolam gavar. And the case is where Reuven is giving the matana to Reuven or to Shimon, and he writes a shtar to Reuven, and he also writes a shtar to Shimon, and both shtaris are written on the same day. And as Rashbam brings down, Mishnei shtaris hayyetzin lefineinu asada achas shel Reuven, shekosuf shtar matana l'Shimon v'shtar matana l'Levi, u'shneim b'yemechod, v'nimtza she'in zem muchzik yosim zeh klal, and even if one shtar was written earlier than day than the other, then neither of them is considered muchzik than the other, v'afilu nisbar sheshimon b'shtar. And even if we actually find out that the shtar that Reuven wrote to Shimon was written in the morning and the shtar that Reuven wrote to Levi was written in the afternoon, we have a cloud that in Haktam B'Shoyis El B'Yishlayim, and unless Reuven actually wrote in the shtar that he's makbid on the time, then the time that the shtar was actually written is not relevant to the shayla, and we considered it that both Shimon and Levi were coined to the karka at the same exact moment and at the end of the day. We continue on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, and in that case, there's machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, the Rav Om Yachleku, Rav says that Shimon Alevi would have a din yachlegu, and as Rashbam states, the speaker who has it's a suffix, as neither one of them is muchzik more than the other. However, Shmuel Amashud Daini, and as Rashbam states, the Bezdin will pass him based on the evaluation as to which one of these parties Reuven would have wanted to be Mahana, and Reuven would have wanted to give the Sada as a Matana, Vadai Lahu, Gom of Akni, and Lo Yitnu. And the reason why Shmuel doesn't pass like Rav and say that didn't should be achleku, v'shema at the zocher bal kaka b'shaloi, and at least in this manner, it is possible that the proper party got the kaka. However, avu kishatay me achleku, if we pass like Rav and we say achleku, b'vade echad not lachetsi shloike din, then certainly we didn't pass him properly, as certainly Reuven meant to give this kaka to one of these people and not to both of them, and therefore it's certainly not the right psak. Rashbam further explains that the loshen shuda is a loshen hashlocha, and Bezin basically throws it to the person that they feel is right and they feel should receive this kaka. However, the point of the Gemara is that why is it that Rav Nachman paskin kol dolam gavar if either he should paskin achleku or he should paskin shuda dainei? And keep in mind that we explained the case of the Gemara of shnei shtaris yosim b'yom echad based on the Rashbam that spoke about the case of matana. However, ayin the bottom tesis diva maschul my shtom shnei shtaris that he brings down from the Rashbam b'shtaris mechoy matana ayri. And this case is not only talking about a case of matana, but it could be talking about a case of mecha as well. However, Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem that explains our sugya that's not talking about a shtar matana or shtar mecha and it's talking about a shtar ava ayin sham. The Gemara answers hasam lekel lemekel malad milsa hacha ikel lemekel malad milsa, that there's a difference between our case and the case of shnei shtaris yaitzim yei mechad. As in the case of shnei shtaris yaitzim yei mechad, there will never be a time where we'll actually find out what Reuven actually intended and who actually owns his property, and therefore Bezin gets involved. And Rav holds that the best method would be to say yachleku, and Shmuel holds that the din is shudah dainei. as Rashbam states, Hasam beishtaris lekel make mahalad milsa hayyim lemacha shiyavi echad edim v'ital. There will never come a time where today or tomorrow one of the parties will bring edim and be able to take the entire kaka. Shveishtaris shavim v'zmanon, because the shtaris are exactly the same and they both have the same date. Vafilu miyavo edim v'idu zeh nichtav nimsa v'beikar v'zeh be'erev. And even if edim would come and testify that this shtar was written and given over the morning and this one was given at night, halo inakdam b'shayis k'mayshu parashim l'malo, that it's irrelevant that we always look at the end of the day after deciding when someone's cleaning up a piece of land. And Rashbam is still concerned that it is still possible that we'd figure out that one of these parties actually is the proper owner, as it's possible that Reuven actually delivered the shtar on two separate days. Therefore, the Rashbam continues, and certainly the first person would be Kaina, as since these shtars were written on one day and they have the same date in the shtar, so it's most likely that they were both given on the same day. As since it's impossible to anyway find out who is the proper owner, therefore Bezin gets involved in the psak, and either they pass the achleku, or like Shmuel holds that we pass the shul dainai. However, as Rashbam explains, in our case of Rav Nachman, where was Zelay Mishal Avesei v'Zelay Mishal Avesei, neither of them had a greater proof than the other, and neither one had Shnei Chazaka, and neither of them had Edim, and therefore the Rashbam states, Hilkach in kan loy mechaluka v'shuda, the Shem Yavo Edim v'yistu asedin shedonu bezin, that possibly Edim will come, and we will now know who the proper owner is, and l'maisa they will contradict the din that Bezin paskin, as Bezin either paskin achleku v'shuda dainai, and maybe Bezin got wrong, Hilkach in Bezin eskakel ham lodin din shesefu lovu de'ivus, and therefore Bezin doesn't want to get involved. And as we mentioned, it's mashma that the Rashbam holds that the Mesalik themselves, and they don't paskin at all. And the Gemara continued that Rav Nachman just taught us that in the case where there's a suffix and neither of the parties are actually holding on to the item and neither of the parties are typhus, then the din is called on gavar. We just explained that in the case where it will be ikal mekal milsa, like in the case of zel mishal avesa zel mishal avesa, then the din will be called on gavar. And if so, the Gemara is umayshno mehadatan. Why is that psak different than the Mishnah Masechtas Bava Metzia and Dafkuf? The Mishnah will pass in yachleku and will not pass in called on gavar. And the case of the Mishnah is Hamachla Par Bachama Vyolda Vichin Shiv Chasa Vyolda Zelima Ashley Machati Yolda Vizelim Mishal Kahti Yolda Yachleku, that if Reuven owns a pregnant cow and that cow is not in his own rishus and it's in the Agam and it's further away from here and we can't see the actual para at this moment, and he goes over to Shimon and they make a deal that Shimon's going to buy the para, and in exchange for the para, Shimon will give Reuven a donkey, and Shimon has his donkey at this point, and he transfers the donkey to Reuven, and based on the fact that he gave the donkey to Reuven, he's going to acquire the par that's in the Agam through the Kinyan of Chalipin. And Lemaisa, at around the time that they made this Kinyan Chalipin, the par that originally belonged to Reuven gives birth. Since no one was with the para and they did not have cameras, so therefore they didn't know if the par gave birth prior to the transaction occurring, and therefore the calf belongs to Reuven, as Shimon didn't acquire the para before she already gave birth. However, it's also possible that maybe this cow gave birth after Shimon already transferred the chamar to Reuven, and therefore he already owned the par at that point, and therefore this calf belongs to Shimon. And similar in the case where Reuven owns a shifcha knanis, and certainly he could sell it to another Jew, and the Jew could acquire the shifcha by using a method of kesef shtar chazaka, and meanwhile the shifcha is not in this area, and Reuven sells the shifcha to Shimon, and once again this shifcha was expecting, and she had a baby around that period of time, and we're not sure if the baby was born before the kinyan occurred, and therefore it belongs to Reuven, or do we say that the baby was born after the kinyan occurred, and therefore the baby belongs to Shimon? And Lemaisa, the Mishnah paskins yachleiku, and as Rashbam points out, v'ahacha de'ikla mekel mado milsa, the Lemaisa in this case, it is possible that at some point we'll figure out when this par gave birth, or when the shifcha knanis gave birth. Even so, we don't paskin kol da'om gavar, and therefore it's a question on Rav Nachman. And as we will see, the Rashbam will point out that really the Gemara is also bothered that why do we paskin yachleiku if l'chayr according to Shmuel, the din should be shooter the dainei. We continue on daf lamed hey on beis, and the Gemara explains, Hasam lahai isle jar demayna, ulahu isle jar demayna, hachi idemar loy demar, v'idel mar loy demar. The Gemara explains that there's a chiluk between the case of Mesechtas Bava Metzia of a machlo parachamar v'yolda, and the chin hamecha shivchasa v'yolda, as Rashbam explains, l'tavayu isle jar demayna, as both Reuven and Shimon have some connection to this animal or to this baby, shapara v'shivcha shal shneim hoysa b'zeh chazeh, that certainly this para and the shivcha Torah belong both to Reuven and Shimon at some point, and each one has a legitimate claim, as each one could claim that this paro, the shivcha, were in my rishus when they gave birth, or it actually occurred at the actual time when they performed the kinyan of chalipin, and therefore it was impossible to determine who actually owns the vlad, and therefore the din is achleiku. And he continues that even Shmuel agrees that in this case the din would be achleiku, as b'shul daniel lek lemeimah hachafilu Shmuel the loyshayach lemeimah l'gabim matan l'shnayim shiuru bezel mi'oyev yisa the day gomer machni. As Shmuel's din is specifically in the case of matana, as over there we could determine to which one of these parties Reuven wanted to give the matana, as l'maisa the psak will be based on which one of them bezdin determined that Reuven liked better and wanted to give him matana. However, in our case where Reuven and Shimon are actually claiming competing claims, and Reuven is claiming that it always belonged to me and it doesn't belong to Shimon, and Shimon is claiming that this land belongs to me and never belonged to Reuven, so since at some later point it is possible that we will figure out that this land either belonged to Reuven or belonged to Shimon, then certainly a psak v'achleiku will not be the right psak. Therefore, Bezdin's misalik themselves and a paskin called Dom Gavar. And before we continue, let's just point out that the Rashbam explains that in the Mishnah Masechet Bava Metzia, B'degei Para, the Mishnah spoke about a kinyan chalipin at the state of Amachla Para B'chama V'yalda, and then B'degei Shivcha, it spoke about selling the Shivcha, and it didn't say Hamachla Shivcha, and it states B'chein HaMichel Shivcha S'V'yalda. And the Rashbam explains that since a Para is Metaltlin, and Metaltlin could only be nicknamed through Meshicha or Mesira or through chalipin, and in this case it must be that the Para wasn't there, and therefore they couldn't use the kinyan Meshicha Mesira, so therefore it must be that the way that Reuven was being makna the Para to Shimon was through a kinyan chalipin, and that's why the Mishnah stated Hamachla Para B'chamar. However, B'negiya Shivcha that Avodim HaHukash L'Kakois, we know that you could be Kina Shivcha through Kesef or through a Shtar. Therefore, even though the Shivcha wasn't here, it was possible for Reuven to be Makna the Shivcha to Shimon through a Kinyan of Kesef. And as Rashbam continues, with Mishinasan Mois, Nitzis Le'a Shivcha B'chol Makam Shihi, V'lukach Inyadu B'shus Miyalda, Shwe Lora Oysa HaLekech B'shas Matam Mois, Ayin Shom. And Ayin in the top Taisis on Daflam and Heon Beis, with Taisis states, Dror Adon Moino, Pirish to Dal Tanisel Mehocha, Yesh Safag Lebezin, in the case of a Machlo Par B'chama V'yalda, and Meicha Shivchas V'yalda, even if Reuven and Shimon would not have come to Bezdin and brought these tainis, Bezdin would still have a suffix as to whom owns the vlad. Im Nelin Kaidim Shemacha or Yachas Shemacha, and similarly by Shoshin Agachas Hapar V'nimso Ube Betzida in Masechtus Bava Kama, Beloy Tainasa Mesupakin Bezdin Eicha Yemaisa. Even without their claims, Bezdin would still have a suffix as to what the story was in Kaidim Shenacha V'yalda or La'achas Shenacha, and therefore Bezdin has to get involved in the suffix. And at the end of Taisus, he points out Abel Hacha Bezel Im Shalavaisai Shall Peter Nesein Ba Suffix Aminim Kol Dom Gavar. But over here, when we look at this Soda, we don't have a suffix as to who owns it, and the only way that we have a suffix is because Reuven and Shimon come to Bezin, and each one is claiming that they have the rights to the Soda, since neither of them is Muchsik more than the other, and neither one has a better time than the other. So in such a case, we could paskin Kol Dom Gavar, and Ayin Rashi Masechtus Bava Metzia and that Bezin Beis that he explains Jorah de Moino is Chesar and Mamin, and the Mefarshim discuss this Rashi, and some explain that this Rashi has no Shaykhis to our Gemara, and the word Jorah de Moino has multiple meanings. In that Gemara, it means Chesar and Mamin, and in our Gemara, it means either like the Rashbam or like Taisus. The Gemara continues that we just spoke about the din of Rav Nachman in a case where Reuven and Shimon come to Bezdin, and Zeh Im Shalavesai, Vezeh Im Shalavesai, neither party has a better time than the other, that Am Rav Nachman called Dalam Gavar, and Rav Nachman Paskin called Dalam Gavar. And our Gemara continues, Amri Nadoi, that they stayed in Nadoi, Vimbo Echem and Ashok Vehichsik Ba, Eim Ritzin Oysum Yadoi, that if a third party, and let's call him Levi, comes from the marketplace and is machzik in the Sada that Reuven and Shimon are fighting over, and neither of them is Typhusin, and neither of them has a greater chazakin than the other, and neither of them has better rights than the other, then even though this third party surely is not the owner of this property, however, since we stated that the halacha is called on Gavar, so if the third party now comes and grabs the kaka, Bezdin would also not get involved, and would not force Levi to vacate the premises. And as Rashbam states, in Ba'ech Ben Ashuk V'Hichzik Ba, Ba'ach Kaka, Da'am Rav Nachman, called on Gavar, who bossed the Ashlishi V'chot from Mashnaim, Ilu Atoyin, Mishalav Vesai, Eimu Tzina Yisav Bezdin, Miyadu Shalzeh Ashlishi, Va'af Agav Doi Tar Midi, and even though Levi certainly doesn't have a claim of Bailis, the Shem Agam L'Bezer Yishenim, Ilu Am Chelik Ba, and L'maisa, the concept of called on Gavar, is that Bezdin is mafka this asset, and as we know, there's a din hefka Bezdin hefka, and therefore even a third party can come and take this asset. And the Mefarshim are bothered to have the Rashbam know that Levi did not have any taina, and maybe Levi is coming with a taina. And the Rashbam states, "Min kama echem ashok," that since the Gemara used the lashon that ba Nachman Ashok, Mashma Afopishloi Bobitaino, El Shaima Kivin Shizaima in a Shokhov, Zaima Bafochoi, and Cain in Nechman Baldvarm Shali, and therefore he came and took it, even though he came without a Taino. I enticed Dido Maskal in Mitzina Isim Yodai, Bafilu Kosva Shah Zelzah, and even if Reuven and Shimon write a Shah to each other, and they say that either I will keep it or you will keep it, clearly they both agree that it doesn't belong to a third party, however, Shayim him in Iskaklehem, but the Maisa, since they were Shayim, as certainly one of them is lying, therefore we won't be in Iskaklehem, and we won't give validity to that Ashah. The Gemara continues that Nadoi explains the Tani Rabchia, that this is based on a Brisa that was brought by Rabchia, Gazlan Shir Rabim, Lav Shmei Gazlan, that if someone steals from Rabim, he's not considered a Gazlan. Now, certainly this Brisa couldn't mean that if someone steals from Rabim, he's not a Gazlan, as certainly he is a Gazlan, and therefore Nadoi understood that Rabchia meant to teach us that in a scenario such as ours, where there's a question as to ownership, and the third party comes and takes that property, then that's not considered Zeila, and Eim Mitzina Isim Yadoi. And as Rashbam says, the Tanar Abchia Gazon Shrabim, the Sabin Adoi, the Begazon Kehai Mari, Shagazon Mishnai Machaluka Midova, Zelim Shali, Uvizelim Shali, and Lashmi Gazon, the Kaif Bidyanam, Lahitim Yadoi, Masha Gazal. Mashmois for Rashbam is that even though certainly Levi is a Gazlan, however, he's not considered enough of a Gazlan, the Kaif Bidyanam, Lahitim Yadoi, Masha Gazal, Ayin Sham. I enticed the Maskal, the Tanar Abchia Gazon Shrabim, Lashmi Gazlan, Shaim Mitzim Yadoi, in regard to this din, that we wouldn't take this item away from the third party, as we explained, and certainly Rabbi Chiya is not talking about a case where someone stole an item from one of five people and he's not sure which one he stole from, the Hassam, as certainly over there we would take the item away from the Gazlan. The Gemara continues, Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi Agzan Adoy, and he explains the din of Rabbi Chiya differently, and he states, certainly in a case where a third party comes and takes this field that Reuven and Shimon are fighting over, then certainly he would be considered a Gazlan, and certainly there would be a din of Mitzina Isim Yadoi, and Bezin would take the property away from Levi, as certainly Levi doesn't have a right to this property. When my Leishmei Gazlan, and when Rabbi Chiya stated, Gazlan Shir Rabin, Leishmei Gazlan, Shalei Nitin Lei Shavin, is actually not coming to be Mekel on Levi, but it's coming to be Machmar Levi, and it's teaching us that Levi will never be able to be Mekayim his Chiyav Ashava properly. And certainly when someone steals something, that is a mitzvah of a Heshav HaSegzela, and in our case, since Levi doesn't know who actually owns his property, so it will be impossible for him to actually return the Kaka to the proper owner, and therefore it's Leinitin Leishavin, and he'll never be able to be Yoitza the Mitzvah of Hashava, and he won't be Yoitza of Heshav HaSegzela. And as Rashbam states, Le Miskapa Bashava Deini Yadea Limi Yashav, the Me'achshe Bal Yadai Tzarech L'Hashav L'Baylim, as once he took this item, then he has a Chiyav to return to the proper owner. Lo Yitzia Metachas Yadai V'Lafkir L'Shnayim Yishayim V'Chol Ma'am Da'olim Mishneim Gavar. At this point, it wouldn't suffice for Levi to just remove it from his hand and go and be Mafkrit in front of Reuven and Shimon, say that I put it back in its original status, and the din is still called on Gavar, and the status didn't change, as certainly that would not suffice. Rashbam continues and brings down a Gemara that we will have on that Peiches on Beis in Perek HaMeches HaSfino, Amar Levi, Kosho in Shil Shal Midos, that the Einish for going and changing your measurements and stealing from people is greater than Einshil Shal Arayis, and Mufarish, and the Gemara would there explain that how could it be that the Einish of Midos is greater than Einish of Arayis, as Hosom Efshe B'tshuva, as if someone is Mizana, then they could do Tshuva, however Hachalei Efshe B'tshuva, if someone steals from Rabim, it's not Shaykh to do Tshuva, that Moichav Amida Ovel Rabim in Yedei Limi Yashav, and Rashbam explains that Rav Ashi holds, Rav Chi is talking about in that type of scenario, but Moichav Amida Sheini Yishar L'Rabim Keineir Be'inai Shita Zu, however I intended to do a Maskel Tanir Rav Chiya, he explains Rav Ashi Polagan Adoi V'sov Rav Chiya Loi L'Hokalba El Hachmed Loi Sogi Ba'ashava Achas K'moi L'Sha Gazlin Achi Yishal Ngzeil L'Chol Echav Echad K'Rabbi Kiva Ba'Gazel Eitzim U'Mayi Be'Gazel M'Chamisha, and Rav Chiya is talking about a scenario where Reuven stole from one of five people and he's not sure who to pay back. In that scenario, Reuven will pay all five of those people, and this way he'll be able to be Yotzei Chiyuv Hashava. Tosfos continues and brings down the Rashbam's pshat to Mayer Bechemri Shemacha B'Midah Sheini Yishara. In that case, you had so many customers and so many people that may not even live in this town that in Yedei L'mi Gazal, and therefore you're not able to actually pay it back. And even though it's possible to go and do Tzarech Yisibo, can Amir and Perkei and Zodin, that would be a way to have kapara. It's still not a perfect hashava. Lefidu Rashbam, that's what Rav Chiya meant when he stated Gazlan Shirabim Lo Yishmei Gazlan. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah Chaskas and Shalosh Shanim Yom LeYom. And Amar Rav Abba states he don't lay iu gufi tzana de peri la'al to have a chazaka. If Reuven came to Shimon and he stated my boys by ha'ara, that what are you doing in my land? As I am the Marakama, and he brought Edim that he originally owned this piece of property. And Shimon then brings Edim that testify that they saw that Reuven picked up a basket of fruits and placed the basket of fruits on Shimon's shoulders in order that Shimon should be able to take his basket of fruits into his own home. As Rashbam states, and therefore Reuven can't claim any longer that I never sold the property to you, and once he helped him, therefore he lost out. And it's as if Reuven was murdered that he sold this field to Shimon, even if Shimon doesn't have a shtar raya and he wasn't machzik in the sada for 3 years, Shimon would still have a right to this property. The Gemara continues, Amar Zvid, the Rav Zvid states, if Reuven would actually claim that the reason why I was helping him with the peiros, not because Shimon owned the field, but it's because Shimon had a right to these peiros as he was my sharecropper, and therefore I was helping him carry the peiros that belonged to him, then certainly Reuven would be Neman, and the only way that Shimon would win is based on a chazak of Shol Shonim, or if Shimon could produce a shtar. As the Gemara states, V'hani mili b'teich sholosh, and this is only if it's within 3 years, and therefore Shimon did not yet have a chazakah. And certainly at that point, Reuven could claim that Shimon is only a sharecropper, and as Rashbam states, Tim isa de zavdi m'nei, as if it's true that Shimon actually bought the sada from Reuven, then my lim is dar b'shtari, then why doesn't he have the shtar? And certainly Reuven would have a valid taina, aval achas sholosh loy, if Shimon already used this kaka for 3 years. After 3 years, Reuven comes and makes a claim, and he states that Shimon was really his sharecropper, and that's why he was using the sada for so many years, but really Shimon is not the rightful owner. So in that case, certainly, since Shimon already used the kaka for 3 years, and Shimon claims that he lost his shtar, so certainly Shimon would be Neman. And as Rashbam points out, then in this case, for Afagav Dolate Sadna de Peri, and in this case, even though Reuven did not carry any baskets and lift up any baskets and place it on Shimon's shoulders, that Shimon would still be Neman, as Lemaisa he used the kaka for 3 years. Reuven can't claim Ach Vishtarcha, the Ad Plashtin, Mizdar Inish Bishtari, Tvele Mizdar. If Shimon was really a sharecropper, then Reuven should have made him a chah prior to 3 years. Let's keep in mind that although Rav Zid stated in Tanva Amal the Perusurat of Neman, that is only if originally Reuven didn't claim that Shimon stole this land and he had no right to be in this land at all. However, if he already claimed that Shimon stole this land and Shimon had no right to be in this land, then he can't change his claim and state that he was by sharecropper. We already explained the next piece of the Gemara when we discussed the previous Gemara. However, the Gemara goes through this in detail as Omle Rav Ashi Rav Kana, as Rav Ashi states to Rav Kana, Ila Pir Achtei Mai Havali Lameved, that if Reuven actually hires a sharecropper, or in a case of Mashkanta Desura, where Shimon lent money to Reuven, and the deal was that Shimon will take the property of Reuven for 10 or 20 years, and he will use the peiros for all those 20 years, and over that period of time, the loan will be amortized, and as we previously explained, then in that case, there is no problem of ribbis, as although there's a possibility that Shimon will actually be able to use a lot more kaka than the loan amount. However, there's also a possibility that this sada will be lakka b'shadafarin during the period that he has right to the sada. He will not actually be able to even pay off the entire loan. In all those cases, how will Reuven be able to protect himself if once a sharecropper or Shimon who had a mashkata desura used the sada for 3 or more years? And lemaisa at that point, Shimon will be able to claim that he has a chazaka in this kaka and that he owns this kaka, and Reuven will not be able to claim that lepiris hirativ and that you only had a right to the peiros and you didn't buy this kaka, and how will Reuven be able to protect himself? And the Gemara continues, Amar later, Rav Kana responded to Rav Ashi, that certainly within the first 3 years, Reuven would have to be meicha against Shimon and would have to go over to Edim and tell them that even though Shimon's using my property, you should know that Lepiros is Rativ and he's only my sharecropper or he has Mashkata Desura. As Rav Kana continues, as if you're not going to say it like this, Hani Mashkata Desura, this Mashkata Desura, the Kosbu that states in the document, Bemishlam Shani Ilan, Tepik Arador Bele Kasef, that once you complete using the field for this amount of years, then the land will come back to me and I won't have to pay you any more money and the loan will be paid in full. If after Shimon already used the property for 3 years based on the Mashkata Desura, and he would now hide his shtar that states that it's a Mashkata Desura, and Va'omal the Kuchi Biyadi, and Shimon would claim that I purchased the Sada from Reuven, Hachi Nami de Mehemen, do you think that Shimon would have a right to the Sada and he would be believed? And if you can say that in that case that he could do so, and there could be a potential problem that Reuven would lose his field and Shimon could cheat him, but the whole concept of Mashkata Desura was set up by the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon would not set up a takana which could potentially cause a loss to Reuven and to the lender. Therefore, Rav Kana proves so it must be by the case of Mashkata Desura that certainly within every 3 year period Reuven has to make a mecha, and hachinami boilim chuye, and therefore, in a case of Lepiros Hirativ, Reuven would always have to make a mechah within every 3 year period in order to make sure that Shimon cannot create a chazakah. In a chanami, if Reuven is a meicha, and meanwhile Shimon actually creates a chazakah, and then Shimon lies and he says that I really bought this sota from Reuven, then Reuven will lose out. And Ehud afsin avshei. I am about Taisa deal maskal in lepira achte my havelilim avid. Taisa is bothered that lechayr. What was Rav Ashi's havmina that Shimon could actually create a chazakah? And certainly Rav Kana's teretz is very poshut. They boilim chuye that Reuven would just make a mechah, and this way he'll prevent Shimon from creating a chazakah. Taisa brings from the Rashba that lemaisa in the Gemara and daflam nechesam beis. The Gemara will ask heichidam mechah. As Vid will explain that a mechah is where Reuven says to Shimon, plani gazlanahu de nokalei la'ar begazlusa ulumachat tavan lebedina. Therefore, Rav Ashi felt that the only time that a mecha is actually valid is only when Reuven would make a claim to Shimon that you actually stole my property. But if he just makes a mecha and he says that Shimon had a right to be in his property, but he is an oris, or he has it as a mashkanta de surah, then that would not be a valid mecha. Therefore, Rav Ashi was bothered that how would someone protect themselves when they hire an oris or when they give a mashkanta de surah. On this point, Rav Kana responds to Rav Ashi that even if someone makes a mecha, he doesn't state that Shimon actually stole the property, and instead he says that Shimon has a right to these payers, and that's why he's in this kaka, but not because he's an actual owner, and only because he's an oris, or based on mashkata desura, that would also be a valid mecha, and therefore the chazaka would not take effect, ayin sham, and we will stop over here.